Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Emrata Asks, and Happy New Year. It's 2023. It's pretty unbelievable. I hope you all had a wonderful break. I am recording this from home, from my green couch. I just put Sly to bed, and it's 2023. And I've been thinking a lot about what values and ethics I believe in and what I want to bring into the new year and what I've learned in the past year. I'm not somebody who typically makes a list or does the resolutions thing. One year, kind of a pivotal year in my life, I did make a list of things I'd learned in the past year, which I look back on and I agree with some of it. Other ones I'm like, oh, that was so specific to what I wanted my life to be in that moment, if that makes any sense. So I'm not somebody who sets intentions and all of that, but honestly, my year's been pretty crazy. It was split into two very different parts, and the second part of my year has been honestly pretty incredible. And a lot of new people have come into my life, and friendships have strengthened, and I've just been thinking about why some people, you know, really hit for me and why other people don't, and how to be a good friend and a good person in relationships, you know, family, all of that. And I was thinking about honesty in particular, because that's something that I've talked a lot about in the wake of my breakup and just in my life in general. I remember my dad telling me a story when I was really young about having a friend who was in a shitty relationship, and he finally broke up with the person he was with, came over to my dad's. He was like saying all these things. My dad was totally agreeing with him. He was like trashing his ex-girlfriend. My dad was like, yeah, totally, and this and this and that and whatever, and they were drinking. And then, I don't know, in my mind, it was like the next day, he got back together with the girlfriend and never spoke to my dad again because my dad had seen this side of him and also said things in agreement that, you know, he just couldn't come back from and be a part of his life and if he was going to be in this relationship. And I just was thinking about honesty and the obligation we have to our friends to be truthful, but also how maybe sometimes we emphasize truth too much or in a kind of in the wrong way without any qualifications or qualifiers to when it's important to be honest and truthful. So let's get into it.
Stay tuned for more High Low with Emrata.
Welcome back to High Low with Emrata. Let's talk about honesty today. So my story that my dad told me when I was little is kind of the classic one, and it is kind of what made me think about this the most, is when somebody in your life brings someone romantically usually, but also sometimes just a friend in, and you see right through them and you see that they're not good for that person or that they're making that person feel bad about themselves or that they have qualities that are really not great. And I think what I've been thinking about when I think about honesty and being truthful with people that you love and care about is thinking about the intention of why you want to be honest. Because, and I think this is basically the crux of this episode, and I think what I've come to, which is that a lot of the times people are quote unquote honest when they just actually have another agenda, and they use honesty as an excuse to project. For example, you don't like your friend's new boyfriend. Is it because that person triggers you about X, Y, and Z, or because your friend annoys you when they get this certain way and this quality is being brought out in that person? I think a lot of the times when we're quote unquote honest, we're using honesty as a way to hide behind another intention, which isn't always just empathy or love or care. And I think that that is the difference. And that's how you know when to be honest or not. And like I would say in that example with my dad, I'm sure he was probably really relieved and happy that this person was out of the relationship, but he was also probably just like trying to make his friend feel good and, you know, maybe taking too much personal pleasure in the breakup and not being empathetic enough with the fact that this person obviously loved this other person and blah, blah, blah. So I think that this whole rule of just like honesty is the best policy, being a truthful person, truth doesn't always come hand in hand with kindness. And I think that's something that we sometimes forget, or I feel people do forget. I think it's hard because honesty is crucial to trust. I feel like my friends, you know, I rely on them to be honest with me at all times. Like, should I send this text message? How does this outfit look on me? Am I being clear-headed about my thoughts here? Like, you use your friends to reality test. And if they aren't being honest with you, then it's kind of like you can't trust them. And also, they might not have your best interests at heart. It's also like, I think honesty is crucial to intimacy. So real friendships include honesty, even just about how you represent yourself and everything else. And it's interesting, I found this study that actually honesty, you know, we all know all the things like the ethical stuff around lying and whatever else, although it turns out that we do lie a lot. I'll get a little bit to that. Even people who say they don't lie. But there was this psychology professor at the University of Notre Dame, Anita E. Kelly, who ran this study, basically testing how it could impact our physical health. And a group of adults who spent 5 weeks saying only what they truly meant reported significantly fewer health problems in the last week of the study than those in the control group who did not receive that instruction. And the lag time with that is just because it takes a long time to unlearn lying. And I want to be clear here. Lying isn't just always about being deceitful. Lying can just be simple lies we tell, usually to protect other people or for social graces. Like, how are you? You're not going to be like, actually, I feel like shit. A lot of times you're like, I'm great. Or, you know, to be polite, we often lie. So it's not just that, you know, people are just such liars. It's like lying is a part of being a human being. But it is interesting that honesty ends up being such a relief for humans. It actually impacts how we feel physically, which is really amazing. But I do think that even though there's a lot of reasons to be honest, it's not always the best thing. So people ultimately, I think, have to choose their own path. And I feel like there's a million stories I could tell about different friendships and relationships and, you know, my friends dating someone or being with someone and me being like, God, I can see so clearly from my POV what's going on, what that dynamic is, what that person is feeling for my friend and how they're acting to them. But I know my friend doesn't want to hear that. And finding kind of the ethical solution to that can be quite difficult. But I think what I have come to and what I'm hoping to do in 2023 to circle back is to approach everything with tact, but also with kindness and empathy. And I think that people, my friends and just people in general, can receive honesty when they know that there isn't ego or there isn't, you know, some kind of other motive behind truth-telling. And when something is coming from a genuine place of care and concern, you also will say what you need to say in the right way. So you won't just be like, Jacob's an asshole or whatever. You'll say to them, I'm really concerned because I don't like the way that Jacob talks to you. And I've noticed that it brings this thing out in you that you're already insecure about. And it seems to be wearing on your self-esteem. And I love you. And that's important to me. Those are two different ways of communicating truth. And I also think it's about timing and signaling from your friends, I think, again, going back to trust and, you know, how important honesty is to intimacy and friendship. Sometimes, you know, what's also important to honesty and friendship is just lying or not communicating, you know, every single thing you think about that person's life. I think that your friend has to come to you and say, indicate, they don't necessarily need to be totally explicit, but indicate to you that they want your honest opinion, that they want your advice, or they want your POV. And I really try to do this with my friends, because I've been in multiple relationships where afterward my friends are kind of like, yeah, well, you know, it's also hard. I think you want your friend to be happy. And if somebody wants to be with someone or have some aspect of their life that's important to them, even if you think, geez, what I would really like this person to do is not have this person in their life or have that shitty job or whatever, you know, that's easy to say and much harder to live and do. So I think there's a really important balance, but there's also nothing worse than getting out of a relationship or seeing someone and everyone being like, that person sucked and we all knew it and we were all waiting. And you're like, damn, because it makes you feel quite out of control. And in my very close friendships, make it a priority not to be like, I don't like your boyfriend, but to say, I don't like these things that person does to you or how they treat you. And usually they're things that my friend already knows about and already is aware of. But to have someone else come in who loves them and just say from a place of care and concern that is true can be so helpful. And like, talk about preventing gaslighting. If you have a friend who's validating your feelings around, you know, the way your partner spoke to you at dinner, or, you know, a story that they're telling, that can be really important for self-protection and for establishing really healthy relationships.
Stay tuned for more High Low with Emrata.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you will instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
Welcome back to High Low with Emrata. I think ultimately what's really kind of crucial to all of this is being honest with yourself about why you care and why you want to be honest. Because again, ultimately, I think people just use this sort of like, well, I should tell them the truth thing oftentimes to kind of hide behind something else, some other motive. So honesty is complicated. Truth isn't always the right thing. It does obviously feel great to say exactly what you think and feel. Although I don't think that omitting is the same as lying. And, you know, I was thinking about that when, even with a study with kind of about people who lie in small ways and 5 times a day or something, it's like, you know, are we qualifying lying as when you just don't say anything around something that you do have an opinion on. Because I've learned, I used to be the type of person who I feel like would share my opinions or thoughts on people to their face, like directly to them, in a way that wasn't always careful. And as I've gotten older, I've learned to really be smart and just more conscientious of how I share my opinions and like when it's necessary to do so or when it's not. And I think omitting can be a really powerful thing, choosing your words and your moments to be honest. So listen, I'm sure that people have all kinds of horror stories and stories of like losing friends because you decided to be honest. Here's actually one that I had a friend who I got closer with, but before we were really close, I knew that her boyfriend had slept with one of her good friends. And I thought that her good friend and the boyfriend kind of had a weird whatever. But I didn't know what to do because they had all been friends before I had come into their life. So it felt kind of like none of my business. And they ended up being, and it always really bothered me because I would think about myself and what I would want. And I thought that, this is by the way, in high school, I was really young. And I would think about how I wanted to, how I would have wanted to know. And what ended up happening is like right as we became really close and I think we were graduating high school, the friend broke up with her ex and I told her. And she wasn't super upset because she kind of was like, well, that friend was never a great friend and he sucks and whatever. But it was really, I just was so honest with her when I told her. I was like, this has sat with me for so long. And I had this information and I didn't know what to do with it because it felt like, you know, inappropriate in some way. But I kind of, I don't know, I am now more on team fuck appropriateness. And as long as you're not coming into a situation, I'm superwoman, superman, I'm gonna, you know, fix this whole thing and like, also blow everything up because I know the truth. I think it's pretty important to tell people what you know. And especially I think with marginalized people or with femme presenting people, there's so much gaslighting and there's so much just like, it's funny with in therapy, I would describe this glass door in life and with reality that felt fogged up sometimes and like people were on the other side of it. And I really like when people are super straightforward with me and really clear about how they see the world. I like knowing and understanding dynamics really clearly, all of that. And I feel like it's something around how much our reality is women can be squashed and or questioned. And I think it's really important to communicate between each other and share our realities, femme presenting people or marginalized people, to be able to say like, no, this is my experience. I experienced racism. That was racism. Like, this is what was said and have it validated. And I think that's really true for women too. When somebody is giving you sexual vibes or whatever, and you're like, no, I'm sure that's not what's happening, or that's what the voice in your head says. But to be able to speak it out loud and communicate to other people, you might actually be surprised. There might be another person who's like, I had that same experience. So I think I am now in a place where I very much believe if your intention isn't at all to enjoy the process of blowing things up, but actually just an ethical kind of philosophical approach to what you think is important and honesty is a part of that. I think screw like it wasn't my place. I've heard that from people in my life and in the past year in a way that I'm just like, man, that's not right. And like, I get why people feel that way, but I don't think that's actually right. I think it's a way of shrugging off responsibility and not being generous with people. I think being honest with people can be really important. So I'm curious what you all's experience with honesty within friendships and even with race and sex and all that has been, because I feel like everyone has a story around this. And, you know, we do this subscription episode called Talk Back. So if you go to hilo.fm, I'd love for you to submit your voice notes and tell your experiences and what you think too about honesty and truth and kindness and tactfulness and where those all those things merge. I am excited for the podcast to kind of get back to normal. Obviously, with the holidays, I've been recording a lot of episodes at home, and I'll probably do that more, but I'm looking forward to getting into a lot of things that I've just been excited about. But I hope you enjoyed this episode, and go to hilo.fm to submit your voice notes, and we'll be doing a talk back about this next week. All right, happy new year. Hi Lo with Emrata is a Sony Music Entertainment, Bitch Era Media, and Something Else production produced by Chelsea Jacobson. Our executive producers are me, Emily Radikowski, and Sarita Wesley. Our senior producer is Medina Parwana, and our associate producer is Rachel Choder. Today's episode was engineered by Samantha Gatzik, with original music by The Crystal Pharaoh. Thanks for listening.